Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. To bring on the April showers in this month, April showers bring Kentucky meat showers.
I am fascinated by things like this.
I love.
I have
like what? The blobs in Washington.
Yes,
but what is this?
What is it?
So, and it's March 3rd, 1876. So. The 1876 of it all, too. You know they thought this was the apocalypse.
It's a plague on all our houses.
So, I mean, and, like, the thing is, it was a normal, ordinary day. And there's this one lady named Miss Crouch who said she was outside making soap in her yard. They're in Bath County, which is in Kentucky, around the community of Olympia Springs. And it's a normal sunny day, and all of a sudden the sky opens up, and it doesn't rain, it doesn't snow, but chunks of red meat, some a couple inches across, and some as big as your fist. So,
yuck.
Fist size.
Whoa.
Meat
glop plop. Can you imagine the sound?
No. I hadn't thought of that part.
Oh, it's so bad.
But it was like 100 yards long and 50 yards wide. So just
a blah 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 blah.
Yes, just like this one specialized like football field size of property, just meat comes showering from the sky. And
I'm surprised she did not get accused of being a witch.
Honestly, yes. Because my next line in my notes is, imagine standing in your yard, soap bucket in hand, and suddenly caught in a storm of flesh.
Oh my God.
And that's what happened to that family that day, though.
Oh my God.
So, but then, of course, the 1876 of it all, they're, like, worried that it's a curse or, like, a sign from God or the devil. Like, people have no clue. The neighbors crowded around the grisly scene, whispering and staring. And because this was 1876, curiosity often outweighed common sense. And some people even tasted said sky meat. Some swore it tasted like venison, but others like lamb or beef. A few even said it had the flavor of mutton, and I don't want to know what mutton tastes like if it tastes like sky meat.
Y'all just licked it raw.
Yeah, they literally picked it up off of the ground. Meat, not even, they don't
That's
even
why
know.
Y'all didn't live long.
They don't even know that it was meat. Like, this substance fell from the sky, and their first thought is, we should taste it.
My flappers are gassed.
Yeah. So, obviously, word spreads very quickly, and samples of the sky meat were collected and sent off to scientists, which I'm sure scientist is a fairly loose term in 1876. But so it made it even stranger because one said that the tissue looked like lung matter, possibly from a horse, or even the most unsettling suggestion of them all, from a human infant. So others,
that's quite a range.
Another one said it was cartilage and muscle and maybe a sheep. But they never knew exactly what type of meat this was.
Didn't somebody say that it was like, might have been like buzzard throw up?
So that's where it went. So that's what they started saying. They said this was actually a flock of vultures. In mid-flight, just all at once, the entire flock just started to throw up at one time.
Can buzzards even throw up?
I don't know, but what are the odds that they would all just throw up half-digested meat at the same time? And if a whole flock of buzzards is throwing up half-digested meat all at the same time, maybe humans should not consume
that was the next meat. Point. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh my God. Of course, the papers got it. Even the New York Times ran this, and they were all calling it the Kentucky Meat Shower. And
awful name, by the way.
Oh, and it went on for weeks because nobody knew what it was. Oh, so it was like a continuous, like, not a lot of news at the time, I guess. So
how does one clean that up?
I guess it's
a good thing she was making soap.
I mean, honestly, because I don't even know. And I mean, still, there's still like legend about it. People say that it was an omen or a warning of bad luck. Well, did anything bad happen after?
I would rather have the Mothman.
Honestly, yes.
Keep your meat showers.
Some said it was divine punishment or witchcraft.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Called it.
Right. Who did they make mad? Who did they make mad that they had a bunch of fucking vultures throw up on top of your property?
Kinky vultures.
And, I mean, obviously, this is still something that's, like, still passed down and retold around campfires. But what in the fuck was the Kentucky meat shower in March of 1876?
It was nasty. That's what it was. It was nasty.
And yawning. Why did people put it in their mouths? Like, when I start to have humanity in people.
That's cursed. Yeah, that is cursed.
Yeah. Like, then you remember that.
But why would you eat?
And that's the thing, though. We can't even be like, well, it was 1876. Because somebody probably out there that could be listening to this right now would have been like, nah, I'm going to taste that.
I'm going to taste it. Like,
I know for a fact it was men that tasted it, though.
There's something wrong with them.
So, yeah, that's the Kentucky meat shower. And nobody knows how or why it happened.
Nice. Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.